Okay, you're listening to the Shady Time Station relaunch, episode 2. We're a podcast about the band that we're in. If you're listening to this, I'm not sure how you found it because we haven't told anybody that we're posting it yet.
Mm-hmm. If you found this, you're probably a friend of Steve.
Oh, because has he told people about it?
Probably.
But, okay, so what I did this week in regards to our page, I haven't published or publicized this.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah?
So which band was that we're in?
Right now, it's called the Shady Time Station. But we have done nothing under that name except make this podcast so far. Anyways, I went into the old Shady Time Station Facebook, and I was able to change it to Shady Time Station Podcast, and it only took a few minutes to do that. I don't know if it would take more time to change the name The Shade to Shady Time Station, but actually, I don't just want to really do that all low-key and creepy-like. I think we have to have some kind of strategy around rolling out this new name.
Yeah, we definitely need to inform people about what's going on.
Yeah, but I don't want to just inform people with no other information.
Maybe we should have a show, like a last show as The Shade.
Oh.
And maybe...
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, turn into the Shady Time Station after that or something. One last hurrah.
Yeah.
That will lead to a number more hurrahs. So that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea is to wait until we actually produce a song and we can release that song or something at Shady Time Station. Okay. Any other ideas for how to roll out the name?
I mean, obviously it's got to be announced in a way where people will actually remember it and actually hear it, but I mean, I think having a last show as The Shade would be kind of cool.
All right, cool. So we need to try to book a show.
We could also kind of do both and have a new song as The Shade.
Yeah, that would be really fresh.
And announce it at a last show.
Nice idea.
Maybe our last song could be that one or something like that, which will be our first song.
Or we could kind of like separate our playlist or something.
Oh, with the new gems?
Older stuff and be
that
like...
That would be cool. Like, maybe like four songs and four songs or something. You know, I think it's a shame if we don't do like Paper Machine or... You know, I think those should carry on with our new band.
Oh, no, that will be a lie. I mean, the idea that we're not going to use those old songs, that will...
At least the singles from that, you know, even though we didn't have any, but...
Yeah, no.
The gems.
We would still be The Shade, but just hopefully eventually overwhelm the old material, but we don't have to divorce ourselves from it. Okay, that's a good one. Where do you guys want to play?
Good question.
Silver Lake Lounge, I like that place.
We can always do that.
Long Beach is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Although our biggest crowds with the most fights is always that place in Whittier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if that place still exists.
All right. Let's see. Should I try to... Who knows these people? The booking people?
I mean, I could do it.
All right, Ray.
It's more about getting other bands to play with us.
You know, right. Because
then we'll get better venues.
Okay. Who should we play with? Seasons.
Yeah, they're always cool.
The New Seasons. They should change their names to The New Seasons. Because they don't have a Haunted Summer.
Actually,
Summer
I kind of like them.
That sounds kind of funny. Sounds kind of cool. The New Seasons.
What's that Rhythm Over Reason band? The one that...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, the drummer?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any action from them lately.
Yeah, I don't know if they're a hiatus or something. We lost another band recently to breaking up, which was...
We lost Money Sun?
With Kurt.
And Bixby Knowles?
Yeah, Bixby Knowles.
They broke it up?
They're on indefinite hiatus, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you only have a small window.
Yeah, we don't know anybody.
That's why we're making our second window right now.
We need to just find some people who... They're just like a two-man band, and they have their drum machine. Like one guy with the computer and another guy with the guitar. Those are really popular now.
What was it? It was in Long Beach. What was that? One Benny where the guy... It was one of those like beatbox computer guys and a drummer. And they played before us.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember where it was, though.
I gotta admit, I mean, I like real bass players, but I do admire their ability to use Audacity or whatever they're doing. I don't know what they're doing.
I just remember the drummer was so embarrassed to be up there with that guy because he was a freak.
Oh, yeah. Drummers are always too cool to be in bands. Like, why are you guys even in bands?
But that's not even a band. That was a guy having a seizure on stage to a tempo.
Yeah, well, hey. Anything. Well, at least you remember it.
You do.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
It created an artistic effect on you in some way. All right, well, let me know if I can help you book these shows, Ray. But I think that's a pretty good idea.
So, this will just be for our last show.
It's an announcement show.
I kind of took it as we weren't playing shows right now because we're writing the new material.
Yeah, but we can't go the whole dang year without playing a single show.
I'm antsy to play.
The other idea was to play, you know, to put out a song as the Shady Time Station, which I think is an okay idea, but we probably should play a show that introduces the song and then put out the song, maybe, or something like that.
Or maybe it can coincide.
Speaking of that...
Yeah, we'll just play it at the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We would have to record something real fast then.
It would be great if we could record it real fast after that show. Or even
I thought before the show. So.
Oh, you want to actually be... Okay.
I guess it doesn't need to be, but...
You know, everything's kind of coalescing in a way, because here's another thing I wanted to talk about. We talked about last time that we want to record again, and we had this idea that we would try to crowdsource the recording. I think we don't have a super big amount of buzz to crowdsource a recording right now. Also, we have to do this whole name change at the same time. But how about, what if it all came together in this way? We record a new song on our own dime, but as a way to promote our Indiegogo campaign and our name change.
And the song would be so good that people would want to donate?
Yeah, it has to sound real good.
Mm-hmm. I'm down for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
It's almost like a preview of what's
paying for, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or contributing towards.
And if we do that, we could probably afford Palmquist, maybe, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. What would it be, like $1,000 for one song?
For one song? Yeah, probably. Jeez.
For one song?
Maybe, like, I'm thinking at least 800.
I think we could have probably...
It depends on how good we are, though, on that song.
It depends on how much time we put into that one song, or if we try to actually do two songs. Or something. Because it would be more normal, I think, to do two songs, right? Like 2 days or something like that?
I don't think it matters. Yeah, because, you know, half the first day is just setting up.
Yeah, and that was like $800?
No, I think it was like... I don't remember, but I think it was like $600 back then. It might be $800 now, though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't remember, though.
So we need to record some kind of demo to give Palmquist... I think our two best songs right now might be...
I'm thinking it has to be I Almost Forgot.
The Look and I Almost Forgot.
The Look is really strong, too. It'd be great if we could do both, but I think that would take at least 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we should take 2 days, though, even if we only do one.
Well, I'm down to do 2 days, but all right, we'll I just want to...
Because last time we
first tried of all, we need to, like, finish these songs, so... All
right. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
But I am really excited about both of those.
We should... maybe I can contact him, then. Because I really want to do it. We probably should do this before fall... Before winter.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to do it in fall.
I think if we really tried, we could do it in summer? In a month.
Oh, right. In a month. Yeah. Yeah.
It really comes down to us rehearsing the song.
Great.
Every inch of it. But we're still kind of writing it, but it's just about done. How are the lyrics coming on that one?
I think they're coming along. And I'll show you guys the lyrics later. Oh, you want to just do it on the podcast?
Why don't you read your lyrics and
bear
your
soul? All right, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's for our fan. Let's do it on the podcast. All right. Steve's at work. Again, by the way, we forgot to mention
that's
that.
That's twice.
Steve's at... Well, it's not twice. Last time he was around, but he couldn't get his thing working.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He lives in the stars.
Okay, here we go. I almost forgot. Miscommunication on every song and station. I wanted to find the reason. I tried to find the why. Began another season, another sky. Press the digitation, somnambulary nation. I tried to hear the answer. I tried to get the mail. I couldn't science the cancer. I couldn't see well. I almost forgot to tell you that I love you. And then I got this other verse. Home and garden parties, never late or tardy. Looking for any frozen. That one's not good. Wait, I think I'm forgetting. I'm missing a part. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, and then there's that other part. You know what? I think you should try it. So what if nobody likes it? Because it's made from all natural, just like gravity, you'll swing back to me. You guys hate it?
Yes.
Do you guys
I think it's good.
Do you guys like poetry?
Yeah,
I like poetry.
Josh has that written like a poem on his phone. It's kind of...
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Like, whatever. All right, so...
Okay, so just about
I'll work on that a little bit more tonight, mm-hmm. especially if Steve starts like messing around with the piano or something. Mm-hmm. Or
because we are practicing.
What do you mean if?
When Steve starts messing around with the piano, I'll just take a time out and work on my own thing. Work on the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You've been like writing a movie while Steve's been playing piano, right?
Like, I'm sure, yeah.
Like working it's on a screenplay, just right?
Just enough time, yeah. That's, yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, now's the time of our show where we listen to an old jam that we almost forgot about and just talk about it. See if we want to try to resurrect it somehow.
Yeah, this is an old song, I'd say a couple of years old, where we probably did it one night and then never again. It's called The Words I Say for Right Now. And it's really cool.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. All right, John. I can't see you anymore.
Yeah, I'm still here.
So I'm just going to count 3, 2, 1, and then we'll both hit play.
Okay, one second.
Let's see if this even works.
All right, I'm... Cool.
Okay, it does work. In other news, it's very hot in L.A.
Can you hear me?
But still probably not as nasty as New York is all the time.
I watched a really good mini 30 for 30 right now.
Oh, yeah?
I was eating my lunch.
Yeah?
It was on the 9/11 World Series.
Oh, cool. Did it have Vince
No, it was like feature. It was just actually about like the first pitch that the president threw out.
Oh.
Like, you know, to kind of say,
yeah,
we're going to go on with our lives or something.
Uh-huh.
And he threw a strike. But it was, man, that was a tearjerker.
Oh, wow.
You got to watch that.
That's
one.
That sounds like a good one.
Okay, for some reason this won't let me listen to the song and continue this call.
Oh, that's okay. We'll take it off the air. Just keep your recorder going so that it still matches up. Just call me back when you're done.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back. All right. So one thing that I want to say, I'll start it off. I actually really like the chords and I like the feel. There's one thing though, as a vocalist, that I feel like that's the kind of annoying singing that I don't mind doing in practice, but I don't know how I'd feel doing it on a recording or something.
What do you think about the melody?
I like the melody though.
So it's just not quite so forceful sounding.
I mean, what do you
think? I just hear like a Jim Morrison other than what you're doing. Like, how could you do it to change it up?
It would have to be like another person singing or something. But I also even do that like nasty Indian thing that like nobody likes it when I do that. I think it's fun to do, but it's probably really obnoxious. So it's actually
not about you, Josh.
I feel good about how the verses sound, but it's that chorus, so it's like,
yeah,
it's got to soar a little bit, and so I think that's why I'm pushing it, but I push it in this annoying way, which I think is somewhat appropriate, but, you know.
Yeah. Is it, would you say it's a little long, though? Oh.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's just the beginnings of something, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say it's long and repetitive because we're kind of feeling it out, and it probably needs another part.
Yeah, yeah. And also, maybe, you know, these parts could be better too. But I really like the slide part, that instrumental part, those chords. Right. I guess it's the verse too.
Yeah, nice slide. It's real cool. And then we're actually kind of playing interesting, like, it's sort of an interesting setup. It's Ray, you're playing piano, right?
Yeah. And John has some really cool drums in that one.
More cowbell, maybe?
Or more than zero, yeah.
I felt like it came in at one point, didn't it? I don't know.
I think I've ever used a cowbell in one of our rehearsals, ever. Okay.
It wasn't cowbell.
It was like the top of the cymbal or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that sound.
It gets going, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can still take that into a way better place, but...
What's that song called?
Well, it's just called The Words I Say.
The Words
for right
I
now.
Say.
I don't think we have any real lyrics for that or anything.
All right. Well... try to remember that title. Do you know the chords?
No, I don't.
Okay. Somebody needs to relearn those chords. Maybe I'll have a chance to do it. Alright. Do you want to listen to one more song? Oh, any other thoughts before we move on?
No. Just wanted to kind of share that with you guys.
Yeah, that was a good find. Good one, Ray.
We have a lot of good ones.
I can understand why that one didn't get finished, because it kind of feels...
I think it might have been too hard for us back then.
Yeah, it kind of feels a little aggressive, spooky, and not the sort of...
When is that from again?
That's like 2014, early 2014.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, that's just not the kind of music that I gravitate towards, like that I feel like I need.
It's a little serious.
Exactly, and I'm a pretty goofy guy, but I do like that song. So I'm just saying I understand why I didn't finish it, but I think it sounds cool. We should.
Something good can come out of it.
Like what?
I don't know. But something.
That sounded,
unserious. Do your wonders, Josh.
I don't know. All right. Let's try Worth It, then.
This is another jam. We worked on this one a bit, maybe a couple months.
Yeah, this one was, like, almost came out of the oven.
I think it was best when we first made it, and then we made it worse by working on it. Like, we have to take it back, strip it down or something.
Oh, that's an interesting
idea. I think it's better than we've given it.
All right, let's take a listen to this version.
I'm going to have to hang up again.
All right. See you soon.
Okay.
There's some very different versions, too, so this one might be crap.
out of key. Ooh, I gotta go, ooh, baby, tell me that it's worth my love. Okay. Ooh, baby, tell me that it's worth my love. Wait, sorry. Ooh, I gotta go.
No, no, no. Now you're, no, what you just did was
okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, that didn't contain a lot of shit.
I'm back.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, so Ray was saying that the earlier versions were better.
No. That was a really early version. There's later versions.
So early, it was not better.
That was not a good version of
it. I'm surprised that even came out of bed, you know, that song. I'm surprised that song even, that we pushed to turn it into anything. But that's a very early version. It's almost a one chord song. The harmony is kind of tough.
It's a one and a third chord song.
Yeah.
There was an intro that was not on there.
Yeah, there's that new intro that's in like 7/8 or something.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So that sounds cool.
The way we have it now, I think, is definitely better than that.
Yeah. Do you feel like the way it is now, it's ready for prime time?
No.
Why not?
I think it's kind of boring still. Like,
it's closer, though.
It's closer, but I think we need to, like, condense the song or something.
Mm. How can we...
Yeah. Mm.
Like, I really love the melody, but it doesn't sound, like, spontaneous enough for me or something.
So that...
Or happy enough.
That old version kind of did have some of that organic living room church feel a little bit, that kind of gave it a certain liveliness that sometimes when we play it exactly right, it kind of lacks or something. Like, it sounds a little too simple to be that robotic, maybe.
I mean, yeah.
What do you think? You know, another thing I kind of liked about that take was the attempt to have, like, more background vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we used to go, ooh, let my memory recall.
Yeah.
Ooh,
there's a lot more. That was a really bad version of playing. All
right. Yeah, that was pretty awful.
Yeah, that song could definitely use harmonies. I don't know about, like, Beach Boys harmonies, but maybe as something like Stones.
That'd be cool in the chorus. Cool. I think it still needs another part even.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel done to me.
Alright.
Like, I have higher hopes for that song.
Alright. Cool. Alright. Well, maybe we'll work on it tonight at practice. What time are we meeting?
I believe 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
10 it is.
Alright. Cool. And I'll post
this. Is Ronald in town?
No, Ron's in New York. So you still haven't played with Ron?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, John. It's funny.
No.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have a chance to work on that other song too. And then the other song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'll post this podcast. John just sent me the file, and I'll pop it up. And I'll see you guys tonight then. Any other closing words?
We should.
He's a dick for not being here.
There you go.
Hear any good songs on the radio this week, John?
Good? No. I heard Justin Bieber's new song, What Do You Mean? And it makes him sound like he's never even spoken to a woman in his entire life. It's pretty great. You should listen to the words.
All right. Cool.
Too.
Ray, you hear any good songs this week?
No. Just our own.
I think I like the Ariana Grande song. One of them I do. I heard it at like a strip mall this week, and it was like, it kind of makes it feel like someone's scratching out parts of your brain. You know what I mean? Well, it's like the parts that give you feeling, and you don't want them anymore. You know what I mean?
Scratching that itch.
Yeah, like kind of like
those unnecessary parts of your brain.
Mm. Yeah, like emotions. You know.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but it's kind of like that. The Van Halen jump does that too to me a little bit.
Okay.
But it kind of puts it back. I don't know. Anyways,
so
Van Halen's jump definitely does something to my brain. I don't know if it's positive, but it's something.
Yeah. All right. Well. Good times. Oh, we'll talk next time. When do you guys want to start telling people about this podcast?
Maybe we should do a... Maybe after
maybe when we do one with all four of us.
Oh, that's
and
a
Steve isn't, like, off somewhere doing something.
Oh,
there you go.
Actually, and also it should probably coincide with when we change our name.
Yeah.
Right?
So, you know, it's going to all boil down to
a
couple
weeks.
So
we'll have, like, at least three more... before we do it. Alright, cool. We'll see you guys. Later, John.
Alright, see you guys.
Bye.